welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm your host, Kendra. Excited that you are here today. And yeah, just enjoying summer. I hope you are enjoying summer, or if you're one of those Aussies or Kiwis, I hope you're enjoying your winter. Now, I have to say that I am so grateful right now because, well, I guess if you're in the East, you'll know what I'm talking about. Previous to this year, you probably have no idea what I was talking about, but we get smoke, right? We have a lot of wildfires in the West. And unfortunately, that is now a phenomenon that has spread to the East. I can't tell you how many of my Eastern friends and colleagues, when you guys were having smoke on the East Coast in like New York and Toronto, were sending me so many photos of smoke. And I was like, I get it. It sucks. But like, yeah, like welcome to the party. Like we've been dealing with this for like 10, 15 years. But obviously no one in the East really understood until they actually went through it. And it turns out kind of sucks, right? But anyways, apparently I've been told that in British Columbia, we were having one of the worst wildfire seasons in recorded history. But where I am, you would never know. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I was looking at the fire map the other day. And the whole province is just lit up. It's like red and yellow and orange, and there's just high danger everywhere except for this. There's this like tiny little green bubble, this tiny little green circle in the south. And that's my area. And for some reason, we've been getting lots of rain, but not too much rain. We've had lots of hot weather, but we seem to get like a good dumping of rain like every few days. We've had a few cooler temperatures, and that has made all the difference. So right now, I am trying to take full advantage of the clear skies. I am going on a trip every single weekend. I'm going hiking, I'm going biking, I'm doing whatever I can to just really enjoy possibly what might be fleeting, because you never know when things can change. And I honestly love summer so much, and it's been such a sad bummer to see these smoky skies become this commonplace thing, because I don't want to hate summer. And I love summer, and I love where I live, but obviously when there's smoke out, you can't even really do anything. It's a huge bummer. So I am really grateful. And as we're speaking, we're getting a little bit of rain. It's a little cooler. I'm actually in my Lulu like long tights and a hoodie, which is kind of nice. And I can smell that rain. I don't know if you know that smell of summer rain. I just love it. I love it. Anyways, you probably don't care about this. So let's dive into today's episode. So I want to talk about three tips to lead better sales calls. Now, sales is a sticky topic. Am I right? A lot of people do not like talking about sales. They are afraid to sell. There's all kinds of feelings and emotions and avoidance that comes around sales. But obviously, sales is really important because you are a business. If you want to make money online, you have a business, and that means you need to make sales, because a business that doesn't make sales isn't a business. Of course not. It would be a hobby or something you're just doing for shits and giggles. But you want to have a business, that means you need to make sales. So I want to make sure that we get on a level field here and talk about what is a sales call. What do I mean when I say sales call? I essentially mean a sales conversation. So when you hop on the phone with someone who's interested in investing in your offer, and you have a conversation, and that either leads to a sale or maybe it doesn't lead to a sale. Now, what a sales call isn't, and this is really important, a sales call isn't an opportunity for someone to get free information from you. So this was a big mistake that I made when I was starting out, because I thought, okay, I'm just going to offer this like free consultation, and I'm going to get people on the call, and I'm going to listen to what they say, and then I'm going to tell them all the things that are wrong with them, and I'm going to be super smart and really prove that I'm this really, really smart practitioner and impress them. And that is going to make them want to buy from me. And unfortunately, that often didn't make them buy from me. Okay. And so a sales call actually isn't an opportunity for people to get free information from you. Why is this? Well, the first thing is a sales call is like a lot of your time, right? It is a huge investment of your time, and you cannot give away your time like that for free, right? You are someone who's probably putting a lot of content out into the world, right? Maybe you have a podcast, maybe you're doing Instagram lives, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, wherever. Like, you are already giving away a lot of free content. So if people want free content, then there are lots of opportunities for them to consume that content on your social media channels. But if you are giving away a free time block of your time, it can't just be free coaching, because that actually doesn't sell, right? It gives people a little bit of information of what they need and makes them think they have enough, but then they go out there and execute it and they don't get the results. So it actually does them a disservice, right? And you are not a charity. You cannot just give away your time like that for free. Okay. So I want to make it really clear, when we're talking about a sales call, the purpose of this call is for a sales conversation. And I think it's incredibly important in the way that you message this call and talk about this call and promote this call, that you are really clear that this is not an opportunity to get free information. This is not an opportunity for someone to pick your brain. This is a conversation to see if they are a good fit for your program. Okay. So that's really, really important. And it might be helpful to actually change even what you call the call, what you name the call. Because a lot of people call it a free consultation, a free coaching call. I don't recommend that, because the name itself will make the prospect assume that they are getting free information. And there can be a really big disconnect with that. Because if you jump on a call thinking you're just getting this free coaching call, and then the coach tries to sell you into their program, it's a bit of a disconnect and it can feel misaligned. And then you're kind of like, ooh, that's where it kind of feels icky, because I thought I was getting free information and now this person is trying to sell me something. Okay. So you might consider changing the name to an enrollment call or a qualifying call. Some people call it a discovery call. I don't love that name, because what is a discovery call? Like, what even is it? Like, if we think about going to a college, if you are going to apply for a college, you might get on the phone with an enrollment advisor. You are not getting on the phone expecting them to teach you a course or part of one of your courses on the call. You're jumping on an enrollment call to ask questions about enrolling in the college or university. So you might want to think about it like that. Okay. Now, do you need a sales call? Not necessarily. Not everyone needs a sales call. And if you don't want to have a sales call, then you can figure out how to sell without one. Now, personally, I don't use a sales call for either of my programs. Keep in mind that both my programs are sort of mid-ticket, right? HTMA Expert is $18.97 and goes on promo for $13.97. And HCA is $25.97 and goes on promo for $19.97, at least at the time of this recording. And so those are sort of mid-ticket. And mid-ticket, you can definitely sell without a sales call, but it's definitely not easy, right? It's easier to sell lower ticket items without a sales call. The higher ticket you get, typically, the more you might need a sales call. And a big part of this is that a lot of people actually need to speak with someone before they're ready to enroll, right? It's scary to make an investment and they just want to talk to a human to feel that safety, that security that everyone wants to feel when they put down a big sum of money to invest in something, right? And the other reason why you might want a sales call, if you are really focused on qualifying people, right? You really want to make sure you get the right person into a program. So for example, maybe you are doing a higher ticket program and you only take on 12 people at once. Well, maybe you want to make sure that the person coming into the program has the right personality and the right energy for the program, because a small group of 12 people, someone who where the energy is off or maybe the personality doesn't align, that can actually really impact the experience of the rest of your group members. So in a situation like that, you might actually want a sales call. But what I will tell you is you can run your business whatever the fucking way that you want, however the fuck you want. It's your business. And if you don't want a sales call, then you don't have to have a sales call. And this is how I felt early on. I have put my time in for sales calls. Let me tell you, I have done hundreds of sales calls and I got to a point where I just didn't want to do them anymore. And I still don't want to do them. And people told me that I wouldn't be able to sell anything expensive without a sales call. And I said, fuck you. And I learned how to do it. Now, what I will tell you is if you're going to sell without a sales call, you need really strong messaging, because your sales page and your entire sales process is going to need to qualify the prospect. And it's also going to need to answer all their questions, address all the objections, and tell them all the details about your program. And so I've invested large sums of money in messaging because I want to make sure that the right person comes into my program. And to this day, I've never had someone who is the wrong fit come into my program. Now, yes, we've had people come to the program who maybe were less motivated and didn't do the work. You can't always prevent that, even with a sales call. But everyone who comes into my program is an early stage health coach or practitioner or professional, right? Because my copy and my messaging is very clear about who the program is for and who it is not for. To this day, we haven't had someone come to the program who was too advanced for the program or not advanced enough for the program or wasn't a health coach or in the health and wellness space. So that's what you would need in place to sell without a sales call. It's always going to be easier to sell on the call. Because what we are doing is we are breaking down energy filters. Now, I'm off on a bit of a tangent here. I wasn't actually planning to talk about all this, but whatever. I'm riffing and raffing. This is where I'm going. Okay. So the screen creates this kind of like filter of energy. And what I mean by that is it's really easy to sell in person. You could go do in-person talks, not even be great at sales, and you would probably get clients. I was able to get so many clients from the in-person workshops that I did when I graduated from my health coaching certification. I knew that that was going to be a way to get clients, and that is what I did. And I was not good at sales. Looking at what I used to sell, looking back now, I'm like, I can't believe that sold. But the reason for that is because there's no filter. People are in the room with you. They can sense your energy. They see that you're their real person. You're not just this talking head. They are there with you and they're going to vibe with you. But once we put the screen in place, we start filtering out that energy. So then maybe I'm on a virtual workshop with people. So I'm still there. I'm in person, but I filtered the energy. So it's going to be harder to sell. And then when we remove that, when people aren't even there in person with me and everything is automated, so I sell, for example, right now through an automated webinar primarily, well, that's going to be even harder for people to connect. So the conversion just keeps going down, right? A good sales call conversion is about 30%, but my HCA students usually close at about 50 to 60%, sometimes higher. We've had one student closing as high as 93%, which is crazy. I used to close around 75%. Because again, when you have really good marketing, it's easier to close. And when you understand how to lead an effective sales call, it's easier to close, okay? But on a live webinar, I typically close at about maybe 5 to 10%. And then on an automated webinar, I close at about 2%. So hopefully you can see how the conversion goes down significantly as we start filtering our energy and get more disconnected from the prospect. So it will always be easier to sell on a sales call, but that doesn't mean that you need one. So I just want to put that out there because I hate to be the coach who says you absolutely need to do this and you can't do this. I truly believe you can. There are so many different ways to run a business and you can do it however you want. You just have to figure out what works for you and make sure that what you're doing actually makes sense. Again, I'm on a tangent, but I think I'm just going to keep going with this and roll with it. For example, if you're brand new and you've never sold before, then it may not be a good idea to just set up an evergreen webinar, right? Because you have no sales skills. And a good sales conversion on an evergreen webinar is 2%. So that's a good sale. So that's someone who actually knows what they're doing and has good messaging. You're probably not going to get that 2%. So for a lot of us, it usually makes sense to start with a sales call. But that being said, hate sales call, and you are like, I'm never going to like these. I hate them. I don't want to do them. You can learn how to sell without one. But anyways, let's get into the content of this episode now that I have stepped down humbly from my soapbox. Okay. So my first tip for leading a more effective sales call is to number one, set the intention. Set the intention. And what do I mean by that? Now we have to imagine, I'm going to call it the prospect. So this is the potential client. When they jump on the call with you, they probably feel a little bit nervous. Maybe they're a bit contracted. They're a little bit hesitant because they may have actually never done this before. Okay. And they have no idea how the call is going to go. They don't know if you're going to be asking them tons of questions, what information they're going to have to divulge. And we know in health and wellness, personal development, it's very personal. People might be jumping on to talk about their periods, their infertility, their poop problems, like things that are embarrassing, things that maybe they're not overly comfortable talking about. So the first thing we always want to do is we want to set them at ease, right? We want to make them feel relaxed, because a more relaxed person is actually going to talk more. And you're going to learn in the next step that them talking more is actually a good thing. So by setting the intention, what I recommend that you do is tell them exactly how the call is going to go. And that is going to put them at ease. So just an example, you could say, all right, Jane, so my intention for this call is to learn a little bit more about why you booked this call with me today. I want to ask you some more questions about the application you submitted, and I want to determine if I can help. And if after talking to you, I feel like I can help you, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my XYZ program, and we'll talk about the pricing, the logistics, and we'll just go from there. Does that sound good? So hopefully you can see what I just did there is I told the prospect the entire rundown of the call. So I said exactly what my intention was. I want to ask you questions, learn more about why you're here today, see where you are now, where you want to go. And then I'm going to determine if I can help. And then you're telling them that you're going to pitch them. You're going to say, if it feels like I can help you, then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my program, the logistics and the pricing. So I love this because you're basically saying, I'm going to pitch to you if I feel like I can help. So you are essentially asking for their permission to pitch. And I always finish that with that permission-based question, does that sound good? And if they say that sounds good, that should also put you at ease because they've just given you permission to pitch. On top of that, maybe you also noticed that I talked about the money right off the bat. We're going to talk about pricing. I like to seed in the money right away because then again, I'm being really transparent that I'm going to tell you about my offer and the offer costs money. Hopefully they already know that by now because they've been following you and they've learned about your program and they understand that it's a paid program, but I always like to seed in the money as quickly as possible. Okay. So set the intention. Don't just start asking them questions. Put them at ease by showing them exactly how the call is going to go. Okay. So step number two is to talk less and listen more. And this is really important, really important. Effective sales is actually not about talking. And that should hopefully make you feel a little better because the goal is actually to talk less and listen more to the prospect. So I'm looking at a blog from HubSpot right now, and HubSpot had some artificial intelligence go through all their sales calls to try to determine what were the measures of a really effective sales call. And they determined that the ideal talk to listen ratio is 43 to 57. So talk 43% of the time and listen 57% of the time. So hopefully you can see that the goal is actually to talk less. But what this AI also determined is that most of the sales reps spoke about 65 to 75% of the time. So this was a big reason why my early sales calls weren't effective, because I was spending so much time doing all the talking, trying to prove how smart I was and blabbing on about adrenal fatigue and the HPA axis and thyroid and blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't actually listening. But I truly believe that really effective sales is mostly about listening. Okay. I actually recommend to my HDA students that they only talk 25% of the time. So I actually recommend a much lower ratio in that regard, because what I've seen is that the less that we talk, the better that we sell. Okay. So this will give you better results if you can talk less. Now, how do we talk less? Well, we allow the prospect to actually share their story and talk about their experience. And we can allow that to happen by asking more questions. Okay. Because what we want to do is we want the prospect to get this beautiful space to share their story and to talk about their struggle in a way that they may have never had the opportunity to do before. And by doing that, not only are you kind of giving them this beautiful platform, but you're actually showing them what it's like to work with you. Because I believe a very effective coach, a powerful coach, asks a lot of questions and holds a lot of space. Okay. So if you were to enroll in HCA, you would instantly get access to my 100K sales script. And this is an incredibly effective script. Honestly, that whole script is worth the cost of the program alone, because I actually sell this script for like $1,500 because that's how good it is. And when you go through the script, you'll be really fascinated by the fact that you're not actually talking a lot. You're mostly just asking questions and listening. Okay. And so the more that you talk, the less effective your sales call is going to be. And again, I hope that takes the pressure off, because then it's not about, oh, what do I say? How do I do this? It's like, okay, I'm just going to show up. I'm going to give this person a platform to share their story. to share their experience with me. I'm going to hold space for them. I'm going to ask questions, and then we're going to move into the sales process. So definitely takes the pressure off, right? And the other thing that's really great about listening more is that's actually what allows you to qualify the prospect. You can hear their story, their experience, their goals, what they're looking for, what they're hoping to get out of working with you. And you can determine, is this person someone I can help? Because when you listen, what you might find out is maybe someone's not the right fit for you. I can remember one sales call in particular where the woman came on and she told me all about her story. And I was thinking, okay, yep, this sounds like right in line with what I do. It sounds like I can help. And then I asked her, okay, cool. So what are you hoping to get out of working with me? And she said, I want a specific diagnosis and I want specific recommendations based on my specific diagnosis. And that's when I knew I couldn't help her because I was an unlicensed health coach. I don't diagnose, treat, or cure. And that was way outside my scope. And so I just simply told her, based on what you just said, I'm not the right person to help you. Legally, I actually can't help you with that, but here is a practitioner who could. And I referred her and sent her on her way. So when we talk less and listen more, not only do we allow the prospect this beautiful opportunity to share their story, but we also get the information we need to qualify the prospect and determine, are they the right fit to working with us? Okay, so that's number two. Number three is to take notes and weave their desires into your program pitch. Okay, now, a lot of people ask me whether they should run a sales call over the phone or on like Zoom video. Now, I've actually done both. And personally, I actually prefer to have the video turned off because I like to take notes. And I just find when I have video turned off, I'm less distracted and I can literally close my eyes and really deeply listen to the person. Now, maybe you prefer video. It's totally up to you. I really didn't find there to be a difference, but regardless, you should take notes. Now, if you're taking notes and you're on video, just let the person know you're going to take notes. Just say, hey, I'm going to just take notes so I don't forget anything we talked about. So if you see me looking down and typing, I'm paying attention. I'm just taking notes. Okay. So I always like to let people know that. Now, it's really important that when you are talking less and listening more, a question that you ask them is, what do you want to see going right? Like, ideally, what do you want to see happen? These are really good questions to ask, or really pay attention to what they say their struggles are, right? And what they're really struggling with, what they want to learn about, that sort of thing. Because when you pitch your program, you want to be really intentional with how you explain it to them. And what I mean by this, so I'm going to use an example. Let's say we have Susie, and Susie is, she's an early stage health coach. She wants to build her business, but she hasn't been able to get clients. And she's like, yeah, I'm just really confused about what my niche should be. I keep going back and forth on, should it be this? And I don't know if I'm niche enough, but I'm afraid to niche down too much. And I'm just really confused about that. Okay. So maybe she says that. And then maybe she says, I really want to learn how to properly use social media because I don't love social media. So I don't want to have to spend any more time than I need to on it. I really want a good strategy that really engages my audience and helps them become clients. So let's just say she says something like that. Okay. And so then when I am telling Susie about Health Coach Accelerator, my program, I can say something like, okay, Susie, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Health Coach Accelerator. So in module one, we go through niching and messaging. So do you remember how you said you were really confused on your niche and you couldn't decide if you were too niched or not enough niched? And she'll say yes. And I'll be like, well, that's actually what we're going to go through in module one. So I'm going to give you everything you need to know to implement my three-step profitable niche framework so that you can choose a niche that is perfectly niched. It's not going to be too niched. It's not going to be too general. And you're going to feel really, really positive about your niche at the end of module one. So hopefully you see what I just did there. I didn't go into, okay, so we're going to go through this and then we're going to talk about this and we're going to go this. I actually took what she said and I weaved it into the program pitch. Okay. And then maybe I'm like talking to her about our module on content and social media. And I'm saying, okay, Susie, so in module six, this is where we go through content creation and social media. So remember how you said you had no idea what you're doing on social media? Well, by the end of module six, you're going to know exactly what you're doing on social media because you're going to get an entire content calendar that tells you exactly what to post and when to post it and how to post it. Again, see what I just did there? I weaved her desire and her struggle into my program pitch. Okay. So really focus in on what they say they're struggling with and what they say they want to learn about or they want to have. And if it is relevant to your program, you weave that in when you make your program pitch. And when you do this, essentially what you're doing is you're making the prospect believe that the program was designed specifically for them, because it is, right? Because if you've gotten to this point of the call, you've determined they're the right fit. So obviously they are a targeted niche specific client and your program should be made exactly for them. So this is why we want to talk less, listen more, so we can really hear what they're saying. And then we can weave their struggles and desires into our program pitch. Okay. Juicy, right? I think it's juicy. So let's just quickly recap that. Okay. So number one tip to lead a more effective sales call is to set the intention. Put the prospect at ease by breaking down exactly how the call is going to progress. Number two, we want to talk less, listen more. Remember that 43-57 ratio. We want to at least get that, but I recommend that you go even lower and try to get your talking down to 25%. And then number three, we want to take notes as we're listening and learning, and then we want to weave their desires and their struggles into our program pitch. Not too bad, right? I hope this has taken the pressure off a little bit about sales, because hopefully what you've learned is sales isn't about proving yourself. It isn't about doing all the talking. It's really just about active listening and holding space. Not so bad. All right, my friend, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you love this podcast and you want to support me, you can do a very simple thing by making sure you're subscribed to this podcast, hitting download on the last three episodes. Or if you want to go one step further, I would absolutely love if you would give the podcast a 5-star review on iTunes. You can just go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. And I will see you next Monday, same place, same time, where I help you become wealthy AF.